Well, many of us are drawn to spiritual insights and inspiration from Mother Nature. Maybe it's the leaves turning colors, or the geese flying in formation overhead, or a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly. But there's one lesser-known natural phenomenon that I find particularly relevant for spiritual growth and also for what's happening right here at Unity Renaissance. And that is the story of the Chinese bamboo tree. So the story begins when a farmer plants the seeds for Chinese bamboo. And he plants those seeds in a field that looks very much like this. Bare, empty, nothing really there. But the farmer plants those seeds and he waters them and feeds them all through the growing season. And the end of the year comes and the field looks like this. But the farmer carries on undaunted. He carries on and he continues to irrigate and fertilize and love and care for that field for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And at the end of 4 years, after all his care and nurturing, the field looks like this. Now, we might imagine that the farmer might be getting just a tad discouraged at this point, if not sooner. Certainly many of us would have been tempted to give up a long time ago. But the farmer knows something we don't. Because in the fifth year, tiny sprouts begin to appear. Something like this. And what follows from there is so amazing. It is nothing short of astonishing. After 4 weeks of no visible growth, in just 6 weeks, the Chinese bamboo tree shoots 80 feet high. 4 years of no growth, and then it soars skyward, standing tall and beautiful and strong. Is that not amazing? That's incredible. And when we see what happens in that fifth year, all the rest of it begins to make a little bit more sense. Because we realize that the Chinese bamboo tree, as beautiful as it is, in those first 4 years, it's growing its roots. And the roots make it strong and give it what it needs to survive. And the roots also provide that foundation for astounding growth and breathtaking beauty. And prepare that bamboo tree to make a greater contribution to the world. Wow. And were it not for that strong root system, that solid foundation, the tree could never reach its towering heights. And so, like the Chinese bamboo tree, we too need a strong foundation in our personal lives as well as in our community to soar to towering heights. We need this strong foundation that we stand upon, and it takes the time that it takes for it to build. Oh, we might wish it were differently. We might wish that we could scale the heights a little more quickly, a little more easily. But it happens in its own right and perfect time, and every step of the process has value. And we see that with the Chinese bamboo tree. We see the truth as in Ecclesiastes, that for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. You know, in our spiritual path, and especially in New Thought, often we set an intention and we begin to covet a dream for our lives. And we believe so strongly in the power of affirmative prayer that we want results right now. Right? We're doing all the right things. We're practicing our prayer and meditation, our affirmations, our denials. And we get discouraged because it seems that nothing is happening. But in reality, a great deal is happening. Now, it may not be showing on the outside, but a lot is going on the inside. Consider the ways in which our own root system gets developed in us as we embark on this spiritual journey. We begin to discover who we truly are. We see that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And not only that, we realize the incredible power of choice that we have. We choose how we want to relate to life. We choose how we see ourselves and others. And we can make different choices. We can have it all. We can have the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. And so as this root system and foundation is being laid in us, we make different choices. We go down different life paths. We try different alternatives. And all the while, we're gathering strength so that one day we have a breakthrough. And when it happens, it may seem like it happened overnight, even though there was much preparation, much tilling of that soil before it took off. But then one day we wake up and, by gosh, the company we've been nurturing along, our business, suddenly turns wildly profitable. And the relationship that we've been working so hard on is suddenly harmonious and smooth. We may find that our step-by-step efforts to improve our health, we wake up one day and we feel, by golly, I feel great. We've been building towards it. We may even wake up one day after years of parenting and see that our adult children are now taking responsibility for their lives and making wise choices. Miracles happen. And miracles spring from this foundation, this seeding, this tilling of the soil within us, within our consciousness. This is true for our spiritual path, and it certainly has been true for mine. You know, I first discovered unity in 1980, and it was love at first visit, as many of you have experienced. But it took not just years, but decades before I could build up the foundation that I needed to really go for it, to make it the center point of my life, to rearrange all the other things so this could be my purpose. And so I went through years of being at church, not being at church, liking the minister, not liking the minister, going away, coming back, being a platform assistant, working in the bookstore, becoming a prayer chaplain, studying at Unity Village, and it just kept kind of percolating within me until it was time for the breakthrough. And that came in 2004 when I had the very clear awareness and calling that I was to be a Unity minister. It took me a while to get used to that, but once I did and gave myself over to it, oh my gosh, the change in my life happened every bit as fast as that bamboo tree shooting upwards. I could not see you nodding heads. You know what I'm talking about. First, I had the vision, and then the vision had me. And I began to realize pretty early on that Spirit was really in charge, and I was just supposed to do what I was told. This vision was so powerful and so strong and so irresistible. It was like it was pulling me. It was pulling me. I was being pulled by that vision. It pulled me from Portland, Oregon to Kansas City, Missouri. It pulled me out of a 35-year successful corporate communications career into a brand new path in ministry. And I have no doubt that the next iteration of that vision is exactly what brought me here. 2.5 years ago, when I was in seminary, I wrote out the vision statement for my church, my ideal church. And I'd like to share it with you so that you can see the ways in which Spirit works. And some of this has happened, and some of it not. And some of it sounds a little crazy, to be honest, but but it got me here. So I called it Unity Spiritual Community. Unity Spiritual Community is a dynamic, thriving community of people interested in learning how to more fully express the Christ within in order to live more satisfying, harmonious lives and make the world a better place. We honor all paths to God while also honoring our own faith tradition of positive, practical, progressive Christianity based on the wisdom teachings of Jesus. Our spiritual community welcomes all people, and all means all. We welcome, value, respect, and celebrate diversity in our congregation. Amen. We are located in Heavensville. Is that close enough to Eden Way for you? Our Sunday worship service is at 10:30, and attendance is typically about 250. We also offer a Wednesday evening prayer service at 7 p.m. called Faith Lift, which includes music, meditation, and a brief message followed by lively spiritual discussion. Unity Spiritual Community offers youth education, pastoral care, chaplain services, a green team, an outreach social action team, spiritual movie night, family movie night, guest speakers and book signing events, and positive uplifting Pazapalooza concerts featuring the best in New Thought music. We are actively involved in the Heavensville Interfaith Council. Is it projecting out? And provide meeting and event space for monthly Sufi dances, interfaith discussion groups, and special events. We also provide meeting space for recovery groups, A Course in Miracles, and other community organizations. We are an active member of the Integral Christianity Network of Churches in our region. Finally, and this is out there, but I love it still, we are a sister church to a spiritual community in Tanzania, Africa, where we provide resources and support for continuing spiritual education. Our church is characterized by respect, enthusiasm, inclusivity, engagement, and caring. We walk our talk and acknowledge and accept that we are all works in progress. We are prayerful and spirit-led, and through the love, wisdom, and grace of God active in us, we turn our dreams into reality. Gives me chills. When you're being pulled by a vision like that, when you're being pulled by Spirit, it is an amazing sensation. You are simultaneously sort of terrified and thrilled. And really you learn that resistance is futile. And once you see what your purpose is and give yourself over to it, honestly, it's almost an out-of-body experience and a beautiful ride. I expect that is what Reverend Judy Meyer was feeling way back when, 27 plus years ago, when Spirit first tapped her on the shoulder and prompted her to begin this beautiful community that later became Unity Renaissance. And the same when she felt the call for us to build this building. Reverend Judy epitomizes the Spirit and consciousness that are at the heart of Unity Renaissance. And she is with us here today, and I would like us to give her a special welcome. Pulled by a vision, and what you may not realize is that the vision that was in Reverend Judy and those she gathered around her was bigger even than this facility we now occupy. At the time they did their dreaming, they were dreaming for something much greater. And in fact, what they were dreaming of was a larger facility with a bigger, nicer sanctuary. We can assume more classroom space, fellowship area, adequate bathrooms, larger kitchen, all of these things. And so there is this beautiful divine order as we see that we are now in the process, we are poised on the brink of fulfilling and even surpassing that original vision. A beautiful continuum of growth and Spirit at work. And so just to give you a little bit of the history of how Spirit has worked in this place, some of you know this quite well already, but many of you don't. So what is now Unity Renaissance began 30 or so years ago, would you say? And it was with a small, what Reverend Judy calls, ragtag group that split off from Unity of Tidewater. And they just wanted to be together. And so they began meeting in people's homes. And first they met once a month, and then they met twice a month, and eventually they met every week. And the group kept getting bigger and bigger. And so a lot of her effort was into constantly finding a new place for them to move so that they could meet. And then they wound up eventually in a blue building on Texas Street. And that worked nicely for a while, but then the building was sold and they needed to move again. So they moved to a high school auditorium. And while that was in some ways workable, it really wasn't sufficient for what they were dreaming of and what they wanted. And so they began looking for a new home, and that is when, in Reverend Judy's words, we found the property. 4+ acres right here on Eden Way. And she says that when they found the property, or she found the property, she told her assistant, Beth Gomia O'Shields, "It's on Eden Way. Do you think there's anything to that?" Like being called into the Garden of Eden, wasn't it? But the pivotal moment came after Reverend Judy had walked land here. And she went home, and this is how she tells it. "I came home that day and sat on the sofa. A presence came and sat beside me and said, 'We want you to build the church.' I said, 'I'm not going to do it unless I know I can do it. I want there to be enough money, and I want it to be beautiful. I was told that if I said yes, everything would be provided. Well, I couldn't walk away from that.'" She goes on to say, "I gulped about what I was committing to. I knew it would take all of me, everything I had and all of my gifts. But I had no doubt that I was supposed to do this. I was willing to do it as long as Spirit was with me. Nothing would change my mind. I knew everything that was needed would come, and it has." While others shared her vision and passion, the congregation stepped out in faith, and she says it took big faith for big money. "Other people were willing to stick their necks out with me," she says. "We dared to do a dream, not just talk about it, but do it." That is very much the dream that has blossomed in our own hearts now. And we see even beyond that original dream to what can be as we fulfill our mission here. Today we're standing on the shoulders of Reverend Judy and others who have come before us. We're standing on that foundation that they've built, and we have strengthened it. So many of you here, through your love, your care, your devotion, so in evidence, palpable today as we come together to celebrate. Every one of you have contributed to this thriving, strong community with such an exciting destiny and future ahead of it. For lo, these 22 or so years in this building, we have patched, we have repaired, we have maintained, we have stretched, we have made the most of, we have crammed ourselves in. We've done it with joy and in service, but now Spirit is calling us to do more. We feel it, don't we? We know there's more to be done. So here's a video. It's going to work today. Here's a video that gives us a visual depiction of what more looks like.
What's your dream that sometimes seems impossible? Let the voices fade that tell you it's improbable, and hold on to what you love. Hold on to what you dream of, and you will be unstoppable. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Do you? your dream that sometimes seems illogical? When you try and fall, your dream can feel intangible. And chin up, try again, stand up, and carry on, and your dream will become visible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible.
Take a deep breath in and let it go. Just feel the loving presence of Spirit. Breathe into it. The Spirit is you. The Spirit is us. And it works through a vision that tugs on our hearts and emboldens us and gives us all the courage and resources we need. Today we fairly sizzle with zeal as we go forward to do what is ours to do. I invite you to take a moment to simply come to your heart space and feel with sweet reverence the gratitude for this community. Feel the gratitude of the love that you're feeling right this moment. Allow your mind and heart to survey all that has happened over the years, all that has brought us to this point. Allow yourself to sink into that gratitude and feel the love of God in you, in the silence. Thank you, sweet Spirit of Life, for our many, many blessings, for the joy we feel today, the anticipation, for the unity we feel today, unity of heart and mind and purpose. We are the ones, we are ready, this is the time. We open our hearts and step into our highest good as individuals and as one. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen.